we can turn now to Michelle Grattan. Yes, as Joe Hockey packs his bag for Washington, it would appear Tony Abbott is not going anywhere because the former Prime Minister is deferring a decision on his future until next April. Tony Abbott says he has overwhelming support to stay on in Parliament.
I've had literally thousands and thousands of messages of support and encouragement since mid-September. I've had a lot of people talk to me as I get around the electorate and still to some extent around the country, and the message that I'm getting from them overwhelmingly is that I still have a contribution to make to our public life.
Tony Abbott speaking on Sky. Michelle Grattan with us now in Parliament House. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, James.
He won't be rushed into a decision, Tony Abbott, and that's certainly the case if he's not going to make one until April.
That's right. He's going to defer a final decision until the pre-selection processes start in his electorate for the next election. But certainly the way he's talking now, all the indications are that he's more likely to stay than go. Now, that will dismay quite a few people within the government who feel that his presence is disruptive, but he wants to make a contribution, he wants to be in the public debate, and of course, as a parliamentarian, even a backbencher, he's in a better position to be heard than if he just disappeared outside and made a few speeches and op-eds and so on. Those carry much greater weight when he's in the Parliament because he's seen as representing the Conservative strand in the party.
And he calls it a vocation, the backbencher. It's a noble and honourable calling. And this is, of course, entirely consistent with our Westminster tradition, where especially former Prime Ministers who go to the backbench traditionally are revered as elders of the Parliament. But in the modern era, there's this, you know, perception or misperception that it's somehow divisive to have an ex-Prime Minister remain in Parliament.
Well, of course, both things can be true. It can be a very appropriate and indeed positive thing to have a senior voice who's been Prime Minister there on the backbench, but it can be a focus for discontent. So it depends how it works out.
What about Tony Abbott still expressing his firm views in terms of national security and religion? He has his interview yesterday on Sky and now an opinion piece in the Daily Telegraph. "We're not infidels," is the front page headline. Abbott says Islam must change, not us. When one reads the article itself, there's nothing too terribly inflammatory there. He says, I suppose except for the sentence, "We must proclaim the clear superiority of our culture to one that justifies killing people in the name of God." Although that's fine there. What do you think of this? And what this will mean for Malcolm Turnbull?
Well, he's going on about the theme to that Islam needs to reform from inside, that we need to reach out to the let and let live, live and let live Muslims, but the Muslim community does need to take responsibility, and he's talking internationally, for internal reform. He also says that Malcolm Turnbull's talking to our allies about what more Australia can do in the conflict against Islamic State, which is an interesting sentence because, of course, Malcolm Turnbull has been quite strong on the fact that our contribution is adequate. But since he said that, President Obama has increased activity somewhat, so it'll be fascinating to see how that plays out over the months. I think that Malcolm Turnbull won't be very happy about Tony Abbott's general contribution, and there'll be more today because he's giving a speech in Singapore.
Yes. And what about the Financial Review? They have some developments on this Ian Macfarlane defection from the Liberal Party to the National Party room.
A story in the Fin Review is talking about what Barnaby Joyce would do in the way of demanding more cabinet representation when he became leader, if he became leader, and anticipating, of course, the departure of Warren Truss, which is a matter that's been speculated on for quite a time. It is thought that Warren Truss would like to go, although there's not certainty about that. But I think in the shorter term, there's a lot of trouble still with this whole Ian Macfarlane defection. Liberals are trying to stop that happening. Whether they can is quite another matter, but some think it's unconstitutional under the LNP rules. There's a meeting, of course, of the state executive of the LNP executive early next week. And I think even some Nationals now, the Nationals have been very gung-ho about this whole thing, but even some of them are now concerned about the cost that this whole exercise is extracting. So it's going to be a fairly rough coming few days in coalition terms.
And Joe Hockey confirmed as Australia's new ambassador to Washington. Normally these appointments, we remember Andrew Peacock, his old nemesis John Howard, and he was sent to Washington. I wonder if Joe Hockey's fact that he was so frustrated with the outcome of the Turnbull ascension to the prime ministership, if that'll still be in mind when he answers to his minister, Julie Bishop, the foreign minister.
I think that will be quite an interesting relationship in the days and months ahead. But nevertheless, I think that Joe Hockey's pragmatic, Julie Bishop is pragmatic, and they'll find a way of getting along all right. Joe Hockey was interesting in what he said in an interview for an online program. He said that if he'd stayed in Parliament, it would have been to essentially get even with those who'd done him down, so he thought it was best to get out. His decision, of course, is in contrast to Tony Abbott's decision, but perhaps that was an excessive bit of frankness for a man who's now a diplomat and has to be very careful with his language.
He'll get some tips on that score from Kim Beazley, I'm sure, as they pass each other over the Pacific.
Michelle Gatton. I think they've already had talks.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thanks, James.
Michelle, the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.